Hey everybody, welcome to the TMS Medicare Hour. This is your host, Raul.
And I am Oscar Ibieta. Hello there to all my fellow Medicare agents.
We have a special guest today. I'm super excited to bring this guest on with us. It's Patricia Alfaro. Patricia, how you doing? Can you hear us fine?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah. We're doing this in a different way. Normally we'll have the person come on in and be in the office, but today we're doing it over the phone. We want to interview Patricia, and we want to just kind of take some time because I'm super excited about your story. I think it would be encouraging for other people to hear. So real quick, I want you to, this is what we do, as you know. you take us back real quick, and I know that from, or I guess I've heard that you've known Maria Lee for years. Is that right? You guys used to work together?
Yes, we did. We've known each other for quite a while now. I'm not going to say how many years because it'll give away our age. No, I'm kidding. But we've known each other since the early 90s, and we worked together back then. Then we kind of lost, you know, connection, and we reconnected up recently, and it's been great. It's been really, really good, you know, reconnecting with Maria.
That's awesome. And you guys worked together at a doctor's office, you said?
We did. We worked together for a group of, back then was 10 doctors. Now I think it's a little bit bigger than that. They're still in practice.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So you guys worked together, and then tell us how you started, you know, I guess getting into Medicare.
So I have a friend that has been doing this for a while, and she had invited me to look into it a few years back, and, you know, I kind of didn't do much about it. A couple of years ago, I decided that this was the time. God was putting it in my path, and I decided to take the step and do it. And I was with another company, and I wasn't doing that great. I didn't have a lot of training. The company was a great company. It just, you know, the upline didn't have the time too much to train. So I was kind of doing everything on my own. And it's not what I thought it was. I've done, I worked for a doctor's office for a long time, and I've done medical billing, and it's nothing that I thought it was going to be. And, you know, the person, my upline wasn't too much on recruiting, because this person said, well, I depend on myself and I make my own money. So I don't need to recruit anybody. But there wasn't the urgency, or I guess the need to train me to become a better agent.
Mm. Yeah, that I, you know, I think a lot of times that's the attitude out here is a lot of people. And we always talk about, you know, I don't really write business other than trying to write a little bit to make sure that I know what I'm doing when I'm sharing with people, but usually kind of our goal in like Oscar and even Maria, like to support and help other people to be successful. So, so after that, how long were you with that other agency?
I was with them for 8 months. I had three clients that were my family members
per month.
And then For the whole time.
Okay, okay.
And then a doctor that I was trying to build a relationship referred me one client, and that client referred me his brother-in-law and then his ex-wife. So I had a total of six clients in those 8 months that I was an agent with this other company. And I didn't know how to do anything. I didn't know about events. I didn't know how to do anything. And, you know, I had to go in and look for events that I had no idea how to do. I mean, I was told, you know, you can sit at ATB, but you have to call ATB and ask them if you can sit there. And calling ATB, they were like, I don't know, you have to probably call the corporate office. So I didn't have the leadership that I needed. I didn't have the guidance. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do. I didn't know a lot of the Medicare rules and guidelines.
Yeah, so you were essentially just on an island, right? Just by yourself, trying to figure it out on your own.
Yes, and with no guidance and nowhere to get information from, I wasn't going anywhere. I was pretty much stale, just kind of sitting there hoping that my family would refer more people to me.
Yeah, that's really rough. And then the reason I kind of joked earlier and said per month is because I know that now, you and I joked about it the other day. I know that you've done at least 3 sales in one day, right? Like, you know, now that you've been doing this a while and that you've made some adjustments.
Yes, 3 sales in one day was a very good problem to have. I was like stressed. Like, what am I going to do? I have 3 people coming in one day. What am I supposed to do? But it was the best feeling ever. It was so, so good, you know, and helping people is brings so much joy to my heart. Yeah. And I think without, you know, being with TMS, I wouldn't know anything of what I know. You know, there's so much knowledge. There's so much support. There's so much more to learn.
Yeah. I want to take people through, cause I know. So when did you join us? Was it around September of last year or?
No, it was actually March of last year.
March. Oh, wow. So you've been here with us for a year. So it flies. So how did it go in the first year? Do you know how many sales you made this last AEP?
I don't recall. No. I mean, it's more than I've ever made. I can't believe how many clients I have now. Of course, I'm not, you know, way up. I don't have thousands, but I know that I'm very, very happy with what I do have. I don't think I would have been here if it wasn't for TMS.
You were working a part-time job in addition to doing this. Is that right?
I was working a full-time job and doing this on the side. And then in August of 21, I decided to take a leap of faith and, you know, quit my job and just work as needed or when I could put in hours. And now I'm happy to say that I have finally resigned completely.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What a cool story. This is why when I heard this story and then I looked at your production especially over the last few months, I was like, I need to interview Patricia. I just the way that you do things is something I want to start talking about too. Like how are you actually making these sales and things like that? So I want to get into it. And so first of all, when you run events, or what are you doing right now? We talk about the stool and we say, okay, what are the different things that you're doing to make sales out here? So I know that a big part of it is retail, right? I know you're doing a lot of HEB.
Yes. I have 2 HEBs a week. I do HEB in Lytle and I do HEB in Pearsall.
Okay, and so you're going just twice a week to HEB.
Yes.
Is that where you get the majority of your sales?
It is. It is where I get majority of my sales. I have been also helping out doing some food drives, food pantries, senior centers, but you know, the retails and the food drives have been keeping me pretty busy.
Pat, can you talk a little bit about what your retail setup looks like, because I know that we have several agents who do a lot of different retail and some are successful, some, you know, are not, but we've even discovered that some agents who are working the same location, you know, one agent may not have a whole lot of success and another's having a ton of success in the exact same location. So I'm wondering, sometimes, you know, the question comes up, maybe there's something missing in their game, right? What are they doing when they're actually working the retail store? So can you talk us through a little bit? You mentioned this is where a lot of your success and your sales are coming from. What does a typical retail day look like for you? I mean, are you the type of person who stands the entire time, or do you sit down and work on your computer to try and multitask while you're there? What does a typical retail day look like for you?
So a retail day for me is not being on the phone, not being on the computer, unless I need to. If one of my clients calls and, you know, if they call me more than once and I know it's something urgent, then I'll take the call. Other than that, I try and call my clients when I'm done. I tell everybody, all of my current clients, where I'm at when I'm there. And I don't stand the whole time. I stand and sit, but I greet everybody that comes by. Everybody, young, old, it doesn't matter. I greet everybody.
Just say good morning.
They don't greet good morning and good afternoon. And sometimes I say good morning at 12. And you know, and just kind of make a joke out of it and say, and I don't do it intensely, but I'll say like, oh, sorry, I didn't even realize it's afternoon already.
Right.
But yes, I greet everybody.
Everybody. So and, I know, think
you,
that's
you don't
key.
Get, you don't get the response back all the time, but sometimes it makes somebody's day because there's people that don't have anybody in their family living with them. So when they're at HEB, they see people and they like to stand and talk or sit and talk. And you saying good morning, you know, helps make their day sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's their soul that for some people that could be all the social interaction that they may get for the day. And they look forward to that. So I also love that you said, I greet everybody, older, younger, it doesn't matter. You take the time to greet everybody. And I'm sure, you know, there have been some situations where you're saying good morning to somebody who's doesn't look like they're a Medicare eligible. But guess what? They've got parents, they've got grandparents, and they may want to know what you're doing there, and that could lead to a sale. But I love that you said that. You do not mess with your phone, you do not mess with your computer, unless it's something that's very urgent, then you're going to go ahead and take the call. But we have another agent who does some retail, and I remember reaching out to him while he was working retail. And he was a little bit frustrated with the fact that I called him because he says to me, hey, what's going on? I'm at HEB right now. And he thought it was urgent. And I was just calling to check in. He says, well, let's chat a little bit later because I don't want to be on my phone while I'm here. And this is an agent who is also finding a lot of success in retail. And I think that's an important part, right? I think sometimes we may get a little bit comfortable and maybe put it into cruise control and say, okay, I'm going to show up to retail. Let's see what happens, as versus what you're doing is you're maximizing every minute that you're there. You're going to get there. You're going to be welcoming. You're a smiling face. You're staying off your phone. You're staying off of your computer. You're doing everything you can to maximize every single minute that you have there at retail. And I think that is an important part of any agent should take away from this is you've got to maximize and make the most out of every minute that you're there while you're working retail. So I'm glad that you took a minute to just talk a little bit about what your retail looks like. Are you usually meeting with people, you know, after your retail events, or are you signing them up there, or do you plan to meet them in their homes and then just try and, does that lead to referrals as well, Pat?
So far, I've signed up one person there that had been on a plan already and would switch by calling an 800 number, and they wanted to switch back. So we switched her back right away. And but I'll meet them whenever it's good for them. I'll tell them, you know, you want to meet right after here. Some HEBs have a little cafeteria. I'll tell them, we can meet here in the cafeteria. I can come to your house. We can meet at a library. We can meet at a restaurant, you know, or we can meet at one of our offices. Whatever is convenient right for them.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I think, you know, being flexible and just letting them know that, hey, you know, whenever you're ready to meet, I'm available for you, and you make yourself available to them. So another great part of that.
Hey Pat, I was able to pull up your numbers and just kind of see the progression that you've made. And I think it's so cool. So I was looking and even when you first joined us, I think in the first month you made like 4 or 5 sales. I think Maria was coaching you along. And then I looked at AEP and there's 26 sales during AEP. And
that's awesome.
It's so awesome. But here's the most awesome part to me is I looked at your 4-1 sales and it's not even open enrollment or AEP. And you made 19 sales for April the 1st.
Wow. Wow.
And that's what the reports say right now. It could be more. Am I shortchanging you?
No, I believe it's 19 or 20.
Okay. That is so cool. Cause to think about like, and this is what the part that impresses me so much or gets me so excited is that if you made 26 this last AEP and you're doing so many sales, I think you made 14 the month before. So every month now you're getting more and more experience. You're learning how to find opportunities in sales. And if you made 26 during this last AEP, I can only imagine knowing what you know and the more experience that you get, how many sales you're going to get next AEP. It's
I'm excited to see.
Yeah. It's wow. So cool. Right. Like just to see that, like most people aren't able to get close to their AEP number in a non AEP month.
Yeah. And let's repeat that. 20 sales for 4/1 effective. That means April 1st effective plans, people that you've enrolled for the month of April, 20 sales. That's a lot of sales. That's almost just as many as you made during all of AEP. And it seems like it's just all starting to come together for you, right? It's all starting to make sense. You're finding more and more opportunity on how you can help people and generate more sales. So, man, Pat, that's amazing. I love hearing that.
And I heard from, I'm going to share some news with you, Pat, is I heard from Jeremiah, and he said that you're definitely going to be on the top producer list for United Healthcare for this month. So,
oh my goodness,
isn't that cool? Like basically you've kind of, I just get so excited with your story of I love, and I didn't even fully know that you used to work a full-time job. And when you were doing this, and then you took a leap of faith, and then here you are, and now you're in a position where in a year here at TMS, now you're on the producer, you're on our top producer list, and now you're going to be on the United Healthcare top producer list for San Antonio as well. You are killing it. And I'm super, super proud of you and impressed. So, congratulations. I just wanted to share that news with you also real quick, because you're doing it.
You really are, Pat. And I think
that's so exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing. And another thing that Roel and I have talked about before is, you know, we talk about your AEP sales and then the sales that you're making now. So anything with what we say a 2022 effective date, keep in mind, not only are you're killing it now, you're doing amazing, but every sale that you're making that you made during AEP and in January, February, and March, and even now through the rest of the year, keep in mind, you're adding to your residuals that are going to start up in January. So you're every month that you're making sales, you're adding about $24 a month for every person that you're signing up today.
Yeah, I just did the math. I counted about 60 sales so far with the effective date, Pat. And so it's about $1,435 a month in increase. It's so cool. I just like when I hear these stories, it makes me so excited. So everything that you're working now, you're obviously making sales, but you're also working toward having a little bit more comfort next year, right? Like to have even more monthly income that you're not having to get up out of bed and work for. So very cool. Let me ask you real quick now, besides doing retail, besides the HEB, are there other events? Are you going in, I think you said a food pantry?
Food pantries, food drives, and senior centers.
What are you doing at the senior centers?
I do the bingo, the loterias, when they have a chili cook-off, Halloween parties, a dance. You know, I'll go in and, you know, take them some cookies and some coffee, and just hang out with them, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're just basically just being part of what they're doing. And we always talk about we go to where the seniors are at, and you're really doing that with these senior centers. Are you just kind of going to the same senior centers every month, or?
Right now I am going to the same senior center. I have one that I work really close with, and there's another one that I work with, but they are not doing too much in person. So they've had one event, and I'm looking forward to doing more events with them and building a better relationship with them as soon as they start opening up to more events.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you'll just be there doing the loteria. When you're there, are you, or do they give you a chance to stand in front and tell everybody what you do, or tell me about that?
I do. They introduce me, and then I'll say what I do. Then, you know, in between the calling of the cards, I'll say again, you know, talk about some of the commercials, and if they have any questions about them, I can explain how it works, you know, and that brings them a little more open to asking questions, because, you know, if you just say, well, I help with Medicare, they're just thinking like, oh, well, she's just Medicare. But if you start talking about the commercials and the give backs and what all that means, they do start having questions.
Right. Because they're questions they probably have had all this time, right, when they're dealing, you know, when they're at home, but they just never know who they can ask, or, you know, they make that phone call and then now they start getting bombarded with phone calls. So this way they're not going to have that when they're just talking to you there, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They don't know what's going to happen when they call those 800 numbers. They don't know if they're going to get switched or what. And they want to know, how can I get my money back? How can I get some of that money back? So I just explain to them how it works and which plans offer and you know, which plans offer the give back and which plans don't, and, you know, so forth.
Do you help them apply for Medicaid?
I do. Okay. I do help them. That's one thing that if people, you know, they always say, well, I can't afford to pay the $170.10. Okay, well, let's look at your income. And if you want to apply for Medicare Savings Program, let's do it. I can submit the application for you. So I do help a lot of clients. Even if they're not my clients, you know, if I can help somebody, that's my main goal, is to help them, you know, better their lives in one way or another.
Mm. Pat, I love that. That's, you know, I love that heart. I feel like whenever I am talking to agents who have that attitude where they're really there as a servant to help other people, that's the people who are most successful. People with the right heart to do the right things for people, just to make their lives better. I see that, you know, I don't know if you know Diana Casillas, she's like that. Natalie, like, you should see the way that some of the top producers that we have truly and genuinely just caring for their clients. And then obviously they're able to make some money doing that, and that makes it even better. Right. So I love hearing that from you, because that heart, that attitude is what hopefully the heart of TMS is. And you're carrying around that badge. And so we thank you for handling it that way.
Yeah, Pat, in one of our podcasts, we talk about some of the habits that you can do to make you successful. And it sounds like you've touched on a lot of those things. I mean, you talked about how you get in front of these groups and you talk about benefits and which plans do what and how you can qualify for different types of benefits. And that comes down to, you know, becoming a subject matter expert. You've taken the time to study the plans and to know what benefits they're offering, so that when you're out having conversations with people, you're able to address these things and have these conversations with them. And you've even educated yourself on the Medicare Savings Program and how you can help people qualify for Medicaid and what that process looks like. And that makes you so valuable when you're out in the community and when you're talking to people, because like Raul said, they have questions. You know, they see the commercial, but they don't know, they don't want to call the 800 number, or they don't want to, you know, just pick up the phone, or, you know, there's just all these questions. They don't know who to ask. And so when you get out there and you mention these things, that rings the bell for them, right? They resonate with it and they kind of open up to you because you've already established that relationship with them there, and they have confidence in you that they can come and talk to you and ask you these questions. So again, everything that you're doing, Pat, it's great. And that's why we wanted to have you on, so that people can hear your story and what you've been doing to help you, you know, be successful. Look at where you were a year and a half ago and look at where you are today.
Yeah. Have you done a lot of studying on your own of, like, between the plans, like looking at all the different plan options to be able to compare them, or tell me about how you learned about Medicare Advantage.
Yes, I do look at the plans, and I study which plan has, you know, better benefits. Of course, we want to go with the plan that best fits our client. So that's how I compare the plans. I'll tell them, okay, well, you know, what kind of benefit are you looking for? You know, do you need dental? Okay, do you need dental? Let's look at these plans. Let's check your doctors. Let's check your medication. Before we can compare, you know, we have to make sure that all your needs are met first. We don't want to put you on a plan that is not going to meet your needs, or your doctors aren't on the plan. You know, we have to make sure all that is met. So that's how I've been learning the plans better, because I compare them. I see which one has more benefits than what.
I love it.
But yeah.
So
I think that's the easiest way.
You're in addition to learning from your upline or learning from Maria, you're still putting in that work also, understanding that you've got to become an expert on these plans, huh?
Yes, and a lot of insurances have a lot of plans, you know, to remember. But when you start comparing them, comparing one plan with the other, you start to remember, okay, this plan has better this plan has better that. We'll help you here. We'll help you there. You know, and to me, that's the best way to learn it when you're comparing them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you remember this.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, instead of just trying to read the whole book for one plan and then read another book, the same plan, another book, for me, that's hard to remember everything exactly what each plan has. But when you compare them, for me, that's the easiest way to remember.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Just finding the strong and weak points of each plan and having enough information to get out there and have conversations with people.
Yeah. Another thing I think that I enjoy doing is knowing what sources are out there for my clients. I have a lot of clients that need food, that need help with utilities, that need, you know, weatherization for their homes, and helping them get those resources, you know, brings a lot of joy to my heart. That, you know, I can help them with insurance, but I can also help them with other resources. A lot of people, I have had a lot of people tell me, this plan just seems too good to be true. And I'm like, well, it is true. You know, here it's in the book and I'm showing you the benefits and it's true. They're just afraid to ask. I've heard some people tell me that they're afraid that they have to pay us as agents. And I'm like, no, you don't have to pay us nothing. You know, we're here to serve you. We're here to make your life better, to bring you better benefits.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it's amazing. You know, the additional services that you're willing to provide.
How did you find out about them? Have you been Googling, or is it just because Maria, I know Maria is real big on the nonprofits. You know what we should do is we should put together a list of nonprofits that we know can help seniors. We should get a list together. How did you find out? Was it just mostly Maria's knowledge on that?
It has been Maria's knowledge. I have to say that Maria, she's very, very knowledgeable.
She knows
something about everything.
She does. Yeah,
if I have a question about something, she's worked on something similar to it before.
Yeah, I know. She's worked in so many different businesses and even nonprofits and stuff like that. So she just has all of that knowledge. But I think that's a big takeaway from today that we can have is we should get that. So that way every agent would just be able to, again, like you say, you're really wanting to do right by the people that you're around. And I think that being able to have a list of nonprofits is because I know it probably feels pretty rewarding when you can connect a senior with a nonprofit you think they might be able to get help with, huh?
Yes, it does. It brings so much joy to my heart. So much joy.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Pat. I'm so excited that we get to have an interview with you, and just your story is an exciting one to me, just knowing about how you had struggled and you know, when you first got into Medicare, and then seeing everything that you've been able to do, even the constant growth for this year, going from last year and figuring out how to make everything work all the way through this year. And now seeing you, I don't know, you might be number one or number two, even on the TMS. I haven't looked at the, you know, we don't, our reports are a little bit behind, but you might be in the top two or three of producers in TMS all, you know, for all of San Antonio, which would be really, really cool. And I know you're going to be in the top producers for United Healthcare. So you just keep on improving, and being able to sit back and watch that is very exciting to me. I don't know if you remember, but every time I look at the reports, I send you a text and say, hey, you're doing great. And your story, it inspires me and it encourages me in what we're doing here at TMS. Like just knowing that someone like yourself, where you had to have this job and all of that before, and now you're in a position where you don't have to have that job, and it's very clear that you're going to make it in this business. And I want to congratulate you and tell you how proud that we all are of you. And I know Maria is super happy for you also. Just seeing all that you've done, it warms my heart. So congratulations for everything you've accomplished so far this year.
Well, thank you so much. I'm truly honored to be part of TMS, and I thank TMS for having me, you know, as part of the team. And I think without TMS, I probably would have had seven clients.
Oh,
clients.
I'm so glad to have you, and we're blessed to have this. And you know how we consider TMS is like a family. So, thank you so much for taking the time for this call, and thanks for being part of all of this. I hope you have a great day.
Likewise, y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
What a cool story, huh?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm so excited for her. I just, man, it just makes me feel good. Like what her last year has been like, year and a half, and since her transition over to TMS and all the success that she's found. And I think that speaks volumes to, you know, to us really, it just being there and to be a tool, to be a resource, to provide the training, to have those conversations with you and talk you through situations, just being there. Yeah. And I mentioned, you know, it was almost as if she was on an island. I guarantee you she doesn't feel like that anymore. She's not on an island.
Yeah, she's part of a family, a group of people that are here kind of on the same mission. I posted something on social media the other day on LinkedIn. I don't know if you really are on LinkedIn a bunch, but there was a meme that went around for like, I don't know, three or four years ago. And it was a picture of a bunch of lions. And it said, you know, walk with those that are on the same mission as you.
Right.
A bunch of lions. And that's what I look at TMS as. Like we have a vision. TMS has a vision. Oscar and I have a vision. Maria has a vision. And really what that is to be the largest Medicare Advantage distributor. We're looking for the right word. Distributor in San Antonio. So we're already there, but I want to double. Like I want it. Like yeah. I have a goal to double the size of any other distributor. And here's one of the real cool things. For 4 months in a row here in San Antonio, we're the number one FMO with United Healthcare, but we're not the largest. We don't have the most agents. And that says a lot when there's agencies with significantly more agents. But what it is that if you have agents that are out there on their own and not getting a whole lot of support, not getting an engaged leadership, or they're more engaged in their own sales, then where does that production come from?
Right.
It's really just coming from the top, you know, the top producer who's at the top. And that's not our goal here. We're here to support our agents, and we're sharing this with all of you who are listening. We're here for you. We want to see you successful. And we're going to do everything that we can to help make you successful. So it's so good to be a part of this group. Oscar, do you have any takeaways from today? Anything that you wanted to?
Really just a couple things from our conversation with Pat. You know, she talked about some of the things that are helping make her successful. And retail was one of the areas where she's having a lot of success. But
let's stop on that one real quick. On retail, the way she does retail.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's interesting to me. Like what was interesting first of all was when I spoke with Claudia when I first joined when we first joined the brokerage, she was like, yeah, 40% of our production comes from HEB. 40%.
That's a lot.
I could be making that number up.
No, I think
I don't
think
remember what it was. Yeah. I think she said that. I'll double check with her.
Might but
I thought
be
it was
more.
40. I thought it was 40 or maybe 30, something okay. like that, but a significant amount. And I always thought, gosh, you know, like I don't remember retail being that good when I was an agent, but I was also the guy on his phone all the time involved in like a group message or something like that, not doing it the right way. And so what I've seen now is that there are people who are like, wow, I get a lot of production out of HEB. And I think that it's an attitude about what's going to happen when you get there. You know how Beto talked about you have to have the right attitude. Mm-hmm. In one of our first podcasts, he's like, you got to have the right attitude. And before you go into that, I'm assuming I'm going to get a sale. And I feel like that's the attitude, especially like with Pat, how she's like, everything, you know, is working at this HEB. She just walks in knowing it's going to be a day. I'm going to get a couple of leads and I'm going to smile at a lot of people. And the more, and I guarantee you, here's the other great part about it is that she's there. Let's just say she's there every Tuesday and the people she's saying good morning to 2 weeks ago. And she said it to them every Tuesday, you know, that's paying off in the future also just by saying good morning, you know, and a lot of times people are just looking at their phone or looking at their computer or doing what's best, right? They're helping their client on the phone, looking super busy, nobody coming and talking to them, or maybe just not having the right disposition on their face, those types of things. You know, I think that I think that we've got to make sure that we go into retail with the right attitude. It's a great opportunity that a lot of people like that they wish they had. Like she said, she was with another agency and they told her
call corporate.
Yeah. You got to figure out a way to, I guess you should call HEB, you know, like we, and thankfully here in San Antonio, we have that opportunity in a lot of places throughout Texas. We have the opportunity to go into an HEB. Obviously that's not everywhere. And so retail is such an important part, but that was what I wanted to add to your takeaway. What was your other takeaway?
Yeah, the other takeaway that I've got is just becoming a subject matter expert. When she talked about being in the senior centers and talking to people about different plans and different benefits and what they offer, that's not something where she stops and says, hang on, let me pull up a chart and let me look this up for you. She has taken the time to study these plans and become familiar with them. And she said it, she doesn't memorize them top to bottom. She's taking the strong points and the weak points, and she knows how to have conversations with people when she's out there. So self-study, becoming a subject matter expert, taking the time to become familiar with these plans, it makes you more dangerous, right? When you're out in the field and talking to people.
Yeah. And then mine is just a list of nonprofits. I think that's, I think it's great. And I love the heart of that. I love that. That's what we're here for. Let's add extra, like the heart of a company can be, we're here to help people and get paid while we're doing it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, well, we want to thank everybody for being here today. It's a shorter TMS hour, 37 minutes, but,
TMS half hour
today. But, we're super excited to have everybody listening to this podcast. And we really want to help everyone grow. We're engaged and we're leaders that want to help you get wherever it is that you want to go. So thank you all and have a great one.